everyday things.
Millionaires, presidents, even kings can't get along without everyday things. Were you president, king or millionaire, you'd use a comb to comb your hair. If you wished to be clean, and you would, I hope, you'd take a bath with water and soap. And you'd have to eat, if you wanted to eat, bread and vegetables, fish and meat. While your drink for breakfast would probably be milk or chocolate, coffee or tea. You'd have to wear, you could hardly refuse, underclothes, outer clothes, stockings and shoes. If you wished to make a reminding note, you'd take a pencil out of your coat. And you couldn't sign a letter, I think, with anything better than pen and ink. If you wanted to read, you'd be sure to look at newspaper, magazine or book. And if it happened that you were ill, you'd down some oil or choke on a pill. If you had a cold, I can only suppose, you'd use a handkerchief for your nose. When you wanted to rest your weary head, like other folks, you'd hop into bed. Millionaires, presidents, even kings, can't get along without everyday things.